And it says, hey, we're live. He says, you are live. And let's see, it's my phone. Give me a little notice. I don't know. Sometimes it does. I was going to leave it on my phone to see if it actually bings at me. Because if you ring the little bell, you should get notice that we just went live. Now it is 6 o'clock. Started a little bit earlier. It takes a while to get everything going, but I don't know. Rebooting machines, all that kind of stuff takes a while. Should plan for that, right? That's what I should do. Nothing yet. So maybe YouTube's low at notification. Sometimes it works, and you get a little notification on your thing, on your phone. And sometimes it won't. You know how you get all kinds of stuff, YouTube, emails, things like that that pop up. Sometimes YouTube's right on the ball, and boom, 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 and sometimes YouTube's not. I don't know. Let me see. So I also track. Oh, by the way, this is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. If you haven't realized that, kind of going through. I was amazed yesterday, watching some YouTube videos before I went to bed. And oh yeah, see, we're live. See, there's another version of me. See, do do, right there. Right there. See that? There we go. I guess it's live. Hey, check that out. We got a nice delay, but we're working. There you go. There's two versions of me. I should mute my phone in case I start getting emails. But that's fun. So it's definitely broadcasting out there to the world. And here I'm Greg Messer, Scrum Master and Agile Coach, and we talk about Scrum and Agile in a tactical, practical way. And I think I want to try to do some new things in the future with some Scrum and Agile perspectives. Trying to do that with the Mentos Coke experiments. Every sprint we do a different Coke Mentos experiment. Try to build off the top, the other one, bring some value, have some fun, see if things work. I got another one I got to post that didn't, well, I'll give you this. I won't tell you the secret. I got to post it so you can watch it. But we're doing all everything in an agile and Scrum fashion with a practical sense to bring value to the customer and get us home, have some fun, right? So part of us having fun. And last night, anyway, watching the YouTube videos, this guy was doing model rockets. I guess he was on TV or big sponsorship by somebody somewhere last year. I think it's called what the heck that was it called? I was watching him last night. What are my new subscriptions? I did subscribe because I like subscribing to people. Oh, BPS dot space. Guy took it's funny, I think it was a musical career or artist or visual artist. Yeah, photographer. So it's kind of interesting. I think he applied his two loves together. He loved doing model rockets as a kid, and he applied his photography skills and started he wanted to build rockets that mimic the new ones coming from like SpaceX and Orion and all those different systems. And build them in a very agile way, which of course that got my attention. He's doing it in sprints and he's iteratively building new capability in his model rockets, trying to get them to land and take different aspects of it and break it down into components and how to do that. And I thought that was pretty amazing and actually remind me of what I used to do, like to do when I was a kid. Maybe I always started thinking about that. I think it's fascinating how the rocket industry's explode, not exploding, but literally taking off, and really going up. Just I'm amazed. SpaceX supposed to launch a rocket yesterday. I don't think they did because of weather. They're supposed to announce a new date, but just the fact that they've been doing it so many times, my kids are like, another rocket. I'm like, yeah, you're watching this thing too. Because you may not get to see this for a long time because we haven't seen it like this in a long time. But he used an iterative approach to building model rockets. So people say you can't do things for hardware. I mean, he's building software, hardware, electronics. He's upgraded to a new memory module he's created himself, taught himself how to code. It's very impressive. Makes me ashamed of myself, to be honest with you. So. When I see a guy as a photographer doing all this stuff. Anyway, so I'm off on a tangent. So the two topics I want to talk about today. I want to talk about the executive action team, and this is from a while, Scrum and Scale. Can you see it? Scrum and Scale. And the executive action team, right? Uh-oh, here comes a cat. She's coming. She's going to get in trouble. And I'm going to talk about the executive action team because something, talking about scale stuff the other day, but something I really like about the executive action team, and I like the quote action part. High bubbles. And then the other way, a clean place to work from and coaching product owners, right? So, and not having such a long list, and how do you break those lists up, high bubbles? So first I want to talk about the executive action. I really love the SOS, Scrum at Scale, concept and how it was set up, how they would have, you have all your very Scrum teams, and then there was Scrum of Scrums at different levels to a point where you got to what they would call an executive action team. And he would say, eat impediments, right? Which I love. Their job was to get rid of impediments to releasing code and to make sure everybody understands Agile and they're in charge of that activity. And what made it different was the idea that they had a to-do list too, a sprint list or impediment list that they had to track and work on. Wasn't a grandiose list. Some people want to make lists. But really it was just, here's your action item. We're going to report out on it. And every time the executives meet, whether or not you got it done, right? Very simple, not very complex. But they had a list that everybody could see. It was visual. Clarity's out there, right? It's not hidden away, but anybody could see what the action item list was for the executive action team. And I would even put it up where everybody can see it. So if you want to be on the executive action team and you want that notoriety, well, your notoriety comes at a price if you don't perform, right? And I totally believe in taking that list and make it open for everybody to see that list. If you're scared, don't do it, right? So, high bubbles. But that's all I wanted to share about the executive. But I'm going to read something out of it. So I took this class, I don't know, 2 years ago now? Yeah, at least two. Bubble, stop moving the camera. So here's a perspective. So you got all these little screws. So the little red dot in the middle is a scrum of scrum, and then a scrum of scrums, and then all that goes to the EAT. So the EAT knows it owns a transformation backlog and eats impediments that block it. Removes that are not handled by the team and level due to scope, budget, corporate power. So those people get the corporate power behind it and anything blocking things from happening. Mirrors a daily scrum, but maybe more than 15 minutes due to the complexity of topics. But the idea is to be around 15 minutes, right? Cross-value stream coordination still limits communication pathways while keeping the communication saturation high. So the idea is you don't want everybody and their brother going to the EAT, which is fine by me because they can't take that much communication anyhow, right? And you don't want that. You want to some things come in, and that's why you have the scrum scrums. Owns the organizational transformation and executes the transformation strategy or delegates to a center of expertise, often called the agile practice. So they help create that agile practice. So the idea is the executive EAT. And let me see if there's a picture here. And let me show this. And come on. So at the beginning. Aha. Yeah, there's that. Yeah, it's just the executive action team, right? Executive action team. There we go, right there. And here's the D. As a leader, I need to implement an executive action team so that my organizations can scale sustainably. So that's her job, which I appreciate very much so. I think every organization should have an EAT, an executive action team, that works on getting rid of impediments and implements the Agile protocol. And it should be executives because they're the ones that can push things out of the way. I don't think it always can be down to lower levels. And you need that team to take it responsibly, right? And it's not about taking on 50 million activities just like anything else. And that's what I want to get to next. Bubbles, stop tearing apart the couch. Okay. So that's what I just wanted to talk about. The EAT, just want to share a little bit from the Scrum at Scale book. It's a great, if you get a chance to take that class, that's how I envision scaling really operational. Okay. Clean place to work. I had one group that had over 1500 items in their sprint backlog. What it was so sad is that they were taking stuff that they didn't get finished. And because it was long, you know, still needed one little test or something, they would push it to the next sprint. So within a year, they had 1,500 items that were undone in their sprint backlog. And it would just get bigger and bigger every year. And I go, what the hell are you freaking doing? So people ask me, what do I do with product owners when I first get there? One, I get them to break down their backlog into smaller bits. And also the backlog from the big backlog. And we talked about this the other day, like how many sprints out forward do you go? And I said, don't do more than six, you know, for one quarter, if you're doing a 2-week thing, but six, no matter what. So if you're doing 2 weeks, 1 week, if you're doing 1 week, it's 6 weeks, right? If you're doing a 2-week thing and it's one quarter, which is fine, 3 months. So you're just going to kind of figure out what you want to do for the next 3 months. That's perfectly perfect. And, what I do in my systems is I create little mini buckets, and each bucket is the sprint. And what I help them do, because what they were getting, they are getting so overwhelmed with how much stuff they had. I just work with them to take some things and put them in each bucket, each of those first six buckets, so that this wasn't some giant backlog of stuff that was just intimidating the crap out of the product owners, to be honest with you. I said, we'll put some, what kind of goes together? Can we put that in that bucket? And then we'll put this, what about this next one? Should we put that in? And I kind of worked with a couple things. Should that be in this 2-week sprint, next 2-week sprint? What do you want to do? What's your priority, right? And I developed a system where he can have one system with, I think at the time, I want to say they had three teams working on the same backlog because it was all working in the same space. So I always love it when, well, how do you get three teams working in the same space? It's not hard. You just have them communicate and you take the work. And the way most of the systems allow you nowadays, I can create an A team, a B team, a C team. And then I can build off the same product backlog, three different team sprint backlogs. So for the team, it looks like throwing a little tiny backlog. So each team has their own tiny backlog. For the product owner got to see the backlog as one big whole. So he got to, or she gets to prioritize and see how everything's set up, right? That's how I set it up. So it was one of the first things is it's decluttering, cleaning the backlog so it wasn't so cluttered of stuff everywhere. That's like a key thing. But that's usually the first thing I do. I go, let's go see your backlog. And they don't have one. We put one together. And the reason why they don't have one, because sometimes they're intimidated.
Right.
It's not a question of not having it. It's just so much to do. They don't know where to start. And my job as a Scrum Master and Agile coach is get them started. Right. And start taking it. It was funny that one group I was working with for months, and it takes a long time. Don't get me wrong. And I would tell my director, and my director was fine with it. I would tell them every week, they don't want my help. They're good. And then the one day they decided to let me in, did two things for them. They had this giant elaborate page for stories, had 50 fields. Yeah, we got it down to just like out of those 50 custom fields, I think they needed five. So we got rid of 45 fields that they were intimidated by because if she had 50 freaking custom fields on it, they needed to fill in for every damn story, every feature. And we got it down to five. So now they actually took care of it. And the other thing was, I got their backlogs down into a manageable size so they could do stuff. It looks like I'm losing power. Battery mode. Ooh, okay. I guess that's the sign to quit. And it's 15-minute mark. Good timing. Ring the little bell so you get noticed and you see us pop up on there. Oh, there we go. Took a little bit. There I am. Cool. What I got here? Got stuff for me. So yeah, there he is, telling us we went live. So if you ring the little bell, you get the little notification. Hope those ideas were good for you, helped you out. But those are the two things. Just make sure it's not intimidating and get them started, right? So get started, have fun. We're gonna do some experiments. I really want to do. Oh, I got a GoPro. My family got one for Father's Day, so we're gonna do some experiments with that sucker. I don't know when. Soon, I hope. Anyway, take care. Have a great day. Happy scrumming. See you tomorrow. Bye. See you.